Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
That's a beautiful song there in the background. Nozi Paul Zubani with Leah Meme is easy on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Bring us to exactly 26 minutes to 8 on the program called Thursday Live with me, Godfrey G. And I hope that you're having a great time there wherever you might be listening to this radio station from. And I hope that all is well with you. And of course, if you're driving, make sure that you drive safely by GT. Yeah, let's not speed. Might be raining where you are. And we're grateful for the rains and all that, but make sure that you drive safely, because the roads might be slippery and it might be worsened by the fact that it's dark out there. So make sure that if you are in traffic, as I'm speaking to you right now, you keep a safe following distance. That's very, very important, not forgetting the fact that we must wear our masks all the times when we are in public spaces and sanitize our hands. And over and again, we practice self-distancing, because remember, we're still fighting this coronavirus. Yes. And in so doing, this is Ngoba. Vundiswam, good evening. And welcome to Radio Pulpit. Before Gyalo Lololo Kazazula, and then we end up not understanding a word of what I'm saying. Eish. Galevala. Eish. I forgot. I thought I'm speaking to a Zulu here. Eish. Ach, man. I almost went on and on in Zulu. Oy, mfundisi. Yo, you almost lost me there. Yo. Ay. Kay khalemela mfundisi. Ay. How are you, mfundisi wam?
Mfundi dumela ke le ba mmedi ba ha o ba rate ha ka le biso la Jesu wa Nazareth. Amen.
Khabani.
Wanamba.
O tawisi ba talo yena.
No, nna ke Mokwena.
Mokwena. Bohele dike bana ba tawisi ba ata. Wena o Mokwena. Ekwena.
Ante ke Mhlakwana ntate.
Mhlakwana. Ka bona ntate. Kushebile ntate, kushebile. Tonight we're talking about how to profit from trials.
Yes.
What a strange and a powerful topic, Mfundis. Because every time we hear the word trials, we think of running away and going to heaven. When you think about the second coming, my goodness. Can we profit from it, Mfundis?
Thank you so much, Mruti Moabiman, for this opportunity once again to come and share on this anointed platform. When we read in the book of James chapter number 1, I just want to take it from verse number 2. It says, my friends, consider yourselves fortunate when all kinds of trials come your way. For you know that when your faith succeeds in facing such trials, the result is the ability to endure. Let me just take some verses. It says, make sure that your endurance carries you all the way without failing, so that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. But if any of you lack wisdom, you should pray to God, who will give it to you, because God gives generously and graciously to all. But when you pray, you must believe and not doubt at all. Whoever doubts is like a wave in the sea that is driven and blown about by the wind. To go by the moment of God, now when we talk about how to profit from trials, taking it from the angle of divine nature, we need to understand that normal people do not enjoy trials. I've studied and I've experienced this for the longest of time, that many people, they run to Christ, they run to Jesus because they don't want to go through trials. Some of the worst deception that we received from, you know, the so-called Basalwane Kiore. How sick are you? Some person are going to be a stopper. You know, I'm allowed to go freeway, motor tile. But in fact, most of us do everything possible to avoid, you know, the trials of life. However, James here is writing to people who are well acquainted with the pain and the challenge of trials. Remember the same Jesus that we worship, the same Jesus that we follow, the same Jesus whom we regard as the center of our joy, the only way, to heaven. He was hated by his own. I mean, the people of his own hated him so much because God used him. If you look at some of the things that they used to accuse him of, Jesus was accused and hated because he did everything in his power. What about to fall? You know, alokola bato makenga matimona. He hated evil so much, and evil had to hide itself. You know, right inside. You know, bato bahabo kumulwanza. You know. Sometimes it is painful when you realize that the more you become fully immersed in the knowledge of God, the more you become fully immersed in what is the perfect will of God, that is where you encounter most challenges ever. That is where you go through the storms of life. I mean, it's like all hell breaks loose towards you. And this is where many people, by limba, hangata, you know, yakarabanga bazanyana, you know, through their faith, because now You might find, you know, there are people, by Lord, through their faithfulness and their steadfast and their unshaken faith, I mean, to God, they lose their homes, they lose their jobs. I mean, yeah, they lose things. Some people, they steal from them. There's a lot of things because the only thing that the enemy wants, you know, out of their lives is for them to lose faith. Remember what one of the worst weapons that the enemy will always use towards us as Banabamudimo is what we call, you know, doubt. You know, the enemy wants us to doubt God. The enemy wants us to doubt, you know, his existence. The enemy wants us to doubt whether we are truly saved, you know, under his mercies and grace. But when we look deeper, Mruti Mwavi, into the journey of the scripture where we have read, I mean, James says, consider it pure joy whenever you face trials. And we see people when they face trials, they pray in tongues, they want prophecy, they want to fast, That is when they will call you at 2 o'clock, you know, in the morning, Ruti Moabi, pray for me. Hey, Satan, one. But James says that no, when you face such trials in your life, consider it pure joy. And what does he say here, Ruti Moabi? He says, trials are seldom met with joy. You see, the challenges that we have, Ronarele Banaba Mudimo, because for the longest of time we ignored our divine nature. We don't see sometimes when Mudimo are busy, are sharpening. We don't see some of the you know processes in Mudimo are fiti sanga rozona to make us better people. However, James not only instructs us to face trials with joy, but with pure joy. Meaning that when you look into, the Greek text, the word translated as pure is the word pass. Now, pas, which is a primary word meaning all, or I mean whole or thoroughly. Now, when James says, whatever that the devil throws at you, you need to enjoy with celebration and also praises unto God. Remember, the man by the name of Job, the Bible says, when he lost everything, the Bible says he worshiped God. He knelt down and then again agara worshiped. Now, it's very seldom these days to find such kind of people by luring whenever they fake some stuff, you know, they face some stuff, then they stand, you know, glorifying the power and the grace of God. I'm touching one of the most, you know, tough subject tonight.
No, it is. It is tough indeed, Mfundis. Like, as you mentioned, the story of Job. And, not only Job, Mfundis, there are many cases of people that I know of. But when I hear their cases, I'm like, if it was me in their shoes, their problems, their trials could have killed me, Mfundis.
But if you can somehow, Mruti Mwabi, you know, document every challenges that you went through. Remember, in your life, you have faced a lot of things unaware because he carried you. And there are certain things, I'm telling you, managed to endure them while other men failed. We are facing one of the toughest moments of our lifetimes, where men run away from their responsibilities. We find men, by the way, they don't take care of their own, you know. But you find you find them driving, you know, luxurious cars, but while their own blood, you know, their flesh and blood, but you find yourself being a man, have to face some of the difficult challenges in your life to raise your children. You know, through thick and thin, even sometimes when it seems as if booby. But you see the grace of God keeping you. You know, there are a lot of challenges that people went through, Mruti Mwabi, only because they choose to do right in this life. The same way that Jesus had to go through the trials, Jesus had to be crucified only because of his kindness. I mean, you see, if there is one thing that the world hates so much, and I fail to understand sometimes why, until I read this scripture with understanding. Because many people, they fake it. Many people, they fake it. People, they don't want to call, you know, whatever situations by face or by name. They rather fake it and modify it as if, no, they are strong while they are dying inside. This is why James says you must have pure joy. Now, pure joy comes with understanding. Pure joy comes with knowledge, where I know that the Lord will make a way for me. Sometimes we know we look back in order for us to reach where we are going, because life becomes easy, mapilongarona, if we know how to look back. Because how ka bona dintho tse modimo a o fetisitseng ka ra tsona, ha o ka bona dintwa tse modimo a o lwanetseng tsona, o sa gola, o sa le monyane, and you count the years tse o nang le tsona today, and yet he never failed you, then you know that it is impossible. It is possible, you know, to stand firm even in the midst of trials. We need to understand how to profit from trials, because when trials come, I read the Bible so well. The Bible says, when you resist the devil, when you resist him, he will flee away from you. I remember one day I was shooting one of my programs, and the guy that I invited that day, he was sharing his testimony, yeah, over 55 years in marriage. And that man,
55 years.
55 years in marriage, yes. And I asked him a very honest question, but I said, Chief, how did you manage when you reach that time now of preaching and your wife want to strangle you? What did you just say? I just prayed. The only thing that you can do is to pray, because if you fail to pray, then you won't be able to stand. Now here is the honest, you know, testimony tonight, Baltimore. While we were having a break, I mean, to go for the next shoot, this man go, you know, just to go and refresh, and then he happened to sleep on the, he slept on the stairs. Our mole, he almost died, just to sit there and share the love of God. And having, if that is not enough, when I left that place there after the show, it's okay, and I received some stitches, you know, on the head, then I just received a call that my car is just stolen. Now, all these things, I'm not in the bar. These things, you know.
You're busy doing, with the work of the ministry. Yeah.
And one thing that will shock you, Mrutimos, that thing is, as we told her, that call. You know, I had, you know, this peace in me that surpasses understanding. You know, Elori, I don't even understand it today. I was never shaking. I knew as long as Matilo Ali says, then it is well with my soul. Because these things, you go, you buy them, and they tear and wear. Sometimes, if it was not stolen, maybe it would be involved in an accident. These things do happen, and but now, what Christians don't understand, challenges are meant for everyone. We need to know that we'll go through most of the difficult moments of our lifetime. Sometimes, Rowena, you'll go through a situation where you lose people that you love. I remember one of the worst case scenarios that ever happened to me. I saw God healing people when I was praying for them. I was not healing them, but God was healing them. And this time it was my mom who was sick. And I knew Mudimu is faithful. Muruta was there every day on that hospital bed, you know, calling upon the name of the Lord. But yet I lost my mom. Now you can imagine. But I mean, what I can tell you tonight is that Molly Funla, my mother, I was the MC. You know, I was the one, you know, conducting.
Was it because you were strong foodies, or was it because people were not supporting you? Because I heard of a story of a pastor who had to do all these things for himself, because the Barcelonas were not there for him.
I had to do it to honor my mom, because that was the last respect that I can give her. You know, she's been there through, you know, thick and thin, you know, to raise me up, you know, single-handed. Because now, you know, I don't even know, you know, the face of my father. I don't know the voice of my father. I'm one of those people who I can't have. You know, that was the last respect that I can give. And I stood there, you know, I ran the program, Yafela, and Muruti Aja, he preached, then we buried my mom. But you know what? Even though it was painful, I thanked the Lord that God, you gave me the opportunity to bury my mother. There are people, by Loring, when they face such challenges, they don't have the capacity, I mean, to bury their own. I mean, you find them, you know, in the midst of a difficult situations, not to know what to do, Muruti Mwabi. And I thank the Lord, you know, Mutimu, in my lifetime, you gave me the opportunity, you capacitated me to bury my mom. And this is one of the things that many people don't realize, that Muruti, if you can fail to bury your own, then you cannot be trusted with anything. But we don't talk about these things because Rona, we don't want challenges. Rona, we don't want trials. Rona, you know, when you ask Zalwanuri, when I can make a fellow, I lose him more.
Ha ke bona pele. O jere ma dia mo rudo le vela mo na mo rena ri a lo jere. Ai dia bo.
Na ke atla ma ya bona, na ke atla ma. Ma o tsama jwang because Modimo o beile. It is not by coincidence Modimo. Now, why I'm saying these things Modimo? We are facing one of the most challenging times of our lifetime where now you see the thickness of darkness hanging over our heads. You see some of the worst things. It's actually how the sheba can issue la moya, you know, didn't totally mudimu concern Kasona, but let's fatty Ale concern Kasona. If there is one thing that the world hates most, is the will of God. You see people, you know, being licensed, you know, to abort. You see a lot of things happening, Ruth Tayloring, how the Sheba and how understandable now, but nobody was ever taken to court because of abortion. You know, but when you find somebody raping your own child and you happen to push that person and he hit the wall and die, you will be arrested the same day. No, you ask yourself, Ore, in this world where now evil seems to be prevailing, you know, over goodness, this is where now James, you know, spoke to us, Ore. When we deal with situations like this, our joy must not be that one, Ore, but it must be real. We must stop this thing of faking, you know, how we feel and hiding our emotions because the knowledge that we have, humudimu, you know, tsepo irnan leona humudimu. You know, and this is where now the world will know that we are the salt and the light of this world. I don't know when I'm dealing with tonight or now, but I just want to encourage them tonight that count it all joy. You know, you need to master, you know, some of your trials. You need to know how to manage some of the challenges that you are facing in life because you know, Gore, tomorrow will be a better day. You know, then your tomorrow will be a better day. Don't die today. Don't die in that situation. Don't give up when things are not adding up because your tomorrow will surely be a better day.
Absolutely, absolutely. I can't agree with you more than Fundisi. And I believe that this is a message and the wedding season to those that are weary and are listening at this point in time, Fundisi. Because otherwise, if you don't know that these things are expected, they would kill you, Fundisi. You'd be thinking, hey, what's up, Maro? You know what I'm saying? But you want to die. And you're not the first one and the only one. Elijah had the same experience.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's a pity, Murut. It's a pity because people were over-sermonized. If we look deeper into this whole scenario, we'll realize that people were over-sermonized, but they were never given an opportunity to implement what they were taught.
Yes,
this is some of the things failing when we look into them, trials and temptations. They happen to all. The Bible says Jesus was tested. Now, when we say he was tested by alcohol, he was tested by homosexual, he was tested with all these things that you can mention, yet he prevailed. Now,
yes, quickly now, because Nagorna, it's a mail.
Even that, No, but Mruti, let me just encourage Banabamudimu Hori, there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
Don't give up now. Don't throw in the towel now. You lived for God for so many years. You don't have to give up now and start questioning your faith because of any Tom, Dick, and Harry. By the way, they happen to question everything lately. This is the times where James said to us, we must count it all joy.
Do you contact Zahom Rudy?
072-316-317.
Yes. 317. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Until we meet again next week, same time, same place. Up next, Kilalanati.
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657 AM. The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.